It is Sunday, the first day of the week, and this passage that we just heard from the Gospel of John takes place on the first day of the week, reminiscent of the story of creation from the first book of the Bible, Genesis. The story now takes place in a garden where Jesus' tomb was located. Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark. And darkness for John represents a time of lacking faith. Mary was not expecting the resurrection. She was going to the tomb to mourn the death of Jesus. But when she discovers that the tomb is empty, her first thought is that the body of Jesus had been stolen. So she runs to the disciples and tells them, "We don't know where they put him." So two disciples run back to that tomb and find it just as Mary described. Little aside note, I'm always taken by my namesake Peter because he always gets it wrong. I find myself in similar situations. I don't always get it. And the gospel describes him entering the tomb first and not understanding, not getting it. But the other disciple goes in, looks, and believes. He understands what others will come to know when the risen Jesus Christ appears to them, that Jesus is indeed risen. The burial cloths that were left behind are of no need for one who has conquered death. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead is the quintessential belief of Christian faith. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, we shouldn't come here today. Just go home and forget about it. Like Peter, though, we don't have to totally understand with our minds. Resurrection is best understood in the realm of the soul, and this deep knowing is reinforced in us throughout our lives. The challenge of living this out is not just that of believing that Jesus physically rose from the grave, but also, and perhaps more importantly, to believe that no matter who we are, what our age, what mistakes we have done, betrayals that we have perpetrated, or the wounds that we have experienced, deaths of loved ones in our lives, that we can begin each day starting over afresh, innocent, a child, a moral infant, stunned at the newness of it all. No matter what we have done or what we have experienced in our life, our future is forever pregnant with wonderful new possibility. Resurrection is not just a question of one day after our physical death that we will rise from the dead like Christ, but it is also about daily rising from the many graves within which we so often find ourselves. How does belief in the resurrection help us to rise from these many graves? By keeping us open to surprise, to newness and freshness in our lives. Not an easy thing to do. We are human and we cannot avoid falling into depression, into bitterness, falling into sin and cynicism, and tiredness that comes from being weary with age. Yet our faith in the resurrection invites us precisely to live beyond these. As my first theology professor John Shea once put it, what the resurrection teaches us is not how to live, but how to live again and again and again. The Easter season is a time of hope. We still experience fear, and there is still a painful awareness of sinfulness, but there's also light breaking through. Something new is happening. Something that goes beyond the changing moods of our lives. We can be joyful or sad, optimistic or pessimistic, tranquil or angry, but God's presence moves us deeper than the shallow waves of our minds and hearts. Easter brings the awareness that God is present even when his presence is not noticed. Easter brings the good news that although things seem to get worse in the world, evil has been overcome already. Easter allows us to affirm that although God seems distant, and although we remain preoccupied with many little things, our Lord walks with us always and everywhere. So there are many rays of hope casting their light throughout our lives. My friends, the Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah, hallelujah.